Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest. The DLP emerges victorious as 20 more Venus to St. George North by election. The DLP's Floyd Reefer disappointed with yesterday's low voter turnout, and Solutions Barbados candidate Granville Phillips Jr. bows out of elective politics. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest, I'm Keith Goddard, the details just ahead. Trade unionist and Barbados Labour Party candidate Tony Moore is the new parliamentary representative for the constituency of St. George North. This after she defeated her five male opponents in yesterday's by-election to replace Glenn Clark, who resigned from the House of Assembly at the end of September. The results were announced last night just after 11 p.m. by presiding officer Winston Eswick at the St. George Secondary School.
Mr. Grosvenor has received 70 votes. Mr. Mitchell has received 10 votes. Ms. Moore has received 3,154 votes. Mr. Phillips has received 95 votes. Mr. Reefer has received 1,327 votes. Mr. Walren has received 80 votes. There were 12 polled. The total number of votes polled for all candidates was 4,748. I therefore declare Ms. Tony Moore to be elected and to be duly chosen representative for the constituency of St. George North to serve in the House of Assembly of this island.
Delivering her victory speech, Ms. Moore said she was grateful for the support and vows to represent all constituents.
Above all, I want to thank the constituents of St. George North. The constituents of St. George North, I want to say a very special thank you tonight for allowing me this opportunity to serve. It is certainly humbling. And one of the first things that I have to do is to keep faith with my commitment to the constituents of St. George North who would have voted for me and those who would not have voted for me, who I was not able up until now to be able to visit them. That is my commitment, that door-to-door and that 100% objective will be met. Because for all constituents of St. George North, whomever you voted for, that's not important. I'm here to serve.
BLP leader and Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley described the victory as tremendous, with Ms. Moore capturing 2/3 of the vote. But Ms. Motley made note of the just less than 50% voter turnout at the polls.
The turnout was a little lower than we would have expected normally, but we had a pandemic. And at 49.8%, considering that in Jamaica, the entire poll for the entire general election was 37%, I think that we've done well in just shy of 50% turnout, because there are a lot of people who express to us their concerns about coming out to vote. Against that, we all know that Glenn won 81% of the vote after almost 20 years of representation. Tony Moore tonight gets 67.6%, almost 68% of the vote with 7 weeks on the ground.
Meantime, Floyd Reefer, who amassed 1,327 votes, says while he's disappointed with the results, he will be back.
People have spoken. In the election, somebody have to win, somebody have to lose. Probably the most disappointing thing for me is not winning the way by GF1, GF2, the boxes that we are normally showing. You can see that when you look at the stats, there's still a lot of people didn't come on board. You know, so that is disheartening for us.
That's DLP's Floyd Reefer. And Solutions Barbados president and candidate who contested the St. George North by-election, Granville Phillips Jr., says he's finished with elective politics. He says third parties did not fare well.
The experiment is done, and it shows that third parties really are not viable in Barbados at this time. The voters are not ready for third parties, regardless of what solution the third parties bring. So, as this is the second time I've run, and since they don't appear to be viable, and I also promised my family after the first one that I would not do this to them again, but, you know, I did run again. So that's it. That's it for me.
Solutions Barbados president and candidate Granville Phillips Jr. In reaction to the results, political scientist Dr. Christina Hines questioned the low voter turnout in this election.
This voter turnout was really quite low, less than 50%, so almost 48%. And I think this said some things to us as well, that this time period where we have COVID-19 really is not ideal for these kinds of electoral exercises if we want to really get the input of the population. So I would echo the Prime Minister's sentiment that we do need to find a way around this period so that we can get back to the business of our politics as well as everything else.
Political scientist Peter Wickham gave an analysis on how the losing candidates performed.
As far as the Democratic Labour Party is concerned, the DLP has now slipped to, they're now at 28%, so they have improved. They're showing from 22% in the last election now to 28%, which is a considerable improvement in keeping with, well, there is some improvement. The challenge, however, is not enough. And I think that the general feeling is that the DLP will need to do better than this going forward. The smaller parties cumulatively have slipped. They have a negative swing in relation to them, suggesting to me that they are doing less well, certainly in the eyes of people, and that the Democratic Labour Party is perhaps consolidating some level of support.
And Director of the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute for Social and Economic Studies, Dr. Don Marshall, assessed the performance of the main political parties.
It's clear that the BLPs, while there may be mistakes on the platform in terms of a few faux pas, it's quite clear that on the ground, the BLP strategy was as sound as any of its better years in general and by elections. In terms of the Democratic Labour Party, they've done some positive things in relation to their campaign and using social media and so on, and that was a marked improvement over the last time. Although there's a banter between the two parties, I didn't hear the vilification and abuse coming from the DLP platform that was anything that reminiscent of 2018. And so I thought, all in all, they ran a clean campaign.
As director of the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute for Social and Economic Studies, Dr. Don Marshall. 5 more visitors to the island have been diagnosed with COVID-19 after undergoing a second test. The new cases identified and results released by the Public Health Laboratory are a 43-year-old man who arrived from Jamaica on November 1st, 2 women, 41 and 18, who arrived on November 5th, a 29-year-old woman who arrived on November 3rd, and a 25-year-old man who came into the country on November 8th. 2 people were also discharged from isolation yesterday after recovering from the illness. 9 remain in isolation. In Guyana, the coronavirus has claimed 2 more lives, taking the death toll to 137. The latest fatalities are both 74 years old.
The health ministry also announced today that the country has 88 new cases of the disease, with Region 4 recording 65 of those 88 new cases. There are more than 800 active cases of COVID-19 in Guyana, with the majority of those persons in home isolation. The number of positive cases in home isolation has not gone below 700 in more than 6 weeks.
That's Gordon Mosley in Georgetown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has named a longtime advisor, Ron Klain, as his White House chief of staff.
Klain is one of Biden's closest confidants and first worked for him in 1989, back when Biden was a U.S. senator. Klain was also in charge of the Obama administration's response to the Ebola health crisis in 2014 during Biden's time as vice president. Klain is expected to be a key figure in the Biden administration's response. In a statement, Biden said, quote, "Ron has been invaluable to me over the many years that we have worked together, including as we rescued the American economy from one of the worst downturns in our history in 2009 and later overcame a daunting public health emergency in 2014.
That report from Reuters. A recap of the headlines. The Barbados Labour Party emerges victorious as Tony Moore wins the St. George North by-election. The DLP's Floyd Reefer disappointed with yesterday's low voter turnout, and Solutions Barbados candidate Granville Phillips Jr. bows out of elective politics. In the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. The The 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with First Citizens Bank. At First Citizens, we put you first.